Tate McRae, you broke me first. It is the Morning Crew, Hughie Adnair and Sydney's 104.1 Today FM, the chosen one. 7 o'clock, we'll give you some more clues. If you think you're the chosen one, you call 13 10 60. $5,000 on the line, and if they haven't called by 8, you can steal it on 13 10 60.
Why not you?
Yeah, why not you? Guys, it's time to go to the United States, and I've been saying to our producers, God, the Kim and Kanye divorce, it's looking like a $2 billion divorce.
Huge.
That fascinates me. The Britney Spears, the movement, Free Britney with the conservatorship. I watched that doco.
Well, it's dominating news headlines everywhere, both
but
of
But I don't know
stories.
Nothing.
No,
we need an expert, Jackie. Well,
yes, we've got Mark Vincent Kaplan, who is a powerhouse Los Angeles divorce attorney, joining us on the phone right now.
Here he is. He's the best in the business.
He sure is.
Welcome to the show, Mark.
Good morning. How are you? Well, I don't know if it's morning or evening where you are, but it's morning.
Early morning where we are, so we're almost a day ahead of you. But in some ways, we're a long way behind because we need to be. You've got your finger on the pulse of
massive.
Some of the biggest showbiz stories ever, and including the Kim and Kanye divorce.
Mm-hmm.
How can I help you, gentlemen?
Yeah, and ladies.
But it's totally fine. I'm happy to be called anything.
Well, first question is, go for it,
Aaron.
So, Mark, first of all, this is a huge divorce. Have we ever seen anything on this kind of scale when it comes to money and divorces in Hollywood?
Well, I'm sure that, as strange as it may sound, having two billionaires married to each other in California is nothing that in this day and age is that much out of the question. But certainly this is one of the larger entertainment couples as far as their prospective wealth.
So. Yeah, Silicon Valley is full of billionaires. Often there's one billionaire and then they get divorced and then there's two billionaires.
That's very true.
Yeah.
But usually a billionaire will go for someone who's kind of poor but really hot.
A billionaire man would. A billionaire woman probably. Maybe they would as well, and they should. It's absolutely, billionaire women should go for hot, poor guys.
You know, keep in mind that although I haven't represented Kanye, I haven't represented Kim. I did represent one of Kim's former husbands, Damon Thomas, who is a rap producer.
Oh.
However, I would be absolutely astounded if before they were married, they didn't enter into a very complex and compendious prenuptial agreement that protects both of their assets. I think when you have, although Kanye is supposedly worth north of $1 billion and Kim is worth just south of $1 billion, when you have two people married with that kind of wealth, they're not really that concerned about making sure that their spousal support or their needs are going to be met in the event of a divorce. So, as far as fighting over properties, I don't know. I don't know what their prenuptial agreement provides for. If they created businesses during marriage, that's a different issue. But the only thing that you cannot do in a prenuptial agreement in California is limit a future child's right to the amount of child support they receive. So that's the only thing that is taboo that can't be touched.
Yeah, right.
And you're right. You make a good point. When you've got that much money, you're not going to be fighting over dollars and cents type thing. It's probably more for them about children and custody.
Back
and
to
that
though,
kind of
in that previous case that you dealt with, was Kim, was she real hard ass on keeping as much money as she can, or was she generous?
Well, I can't really speak to that about that former case. She was certainly in a different financial universe than she is in now.
Yeah, right. Universe.
Speaking of former cases, what about Britney Spears? You've represented Britney or
Kevin
Federline?
I believe you represented Kevin Federline.
I represented and still do represent Mr. Federline, her former husband.
God, this is fascinating.
What are your thoughts on what she's going through at the moment and the fact that her father has control essentially of her assets and her financials?
Well, the conservatorship that has been in place now for in excess of 10 years came into place shortly after Britney had that very famous and publicly viewed meltdown in the context of the divorce case and custody case that was ongoing. And I can tell you, because it's public record, that her finances were in quite a state of turmoil at that time. I also know that since the conservatorship has been in place for, I think it's probably almost 12 or 13 years, even though it's called a temporary conservatorship. From what I hear reported is that her estate is worth north of $60 million. So in that regard, I think it's probably served her well in that regard.
Yeah, and, it doesn't deserve the flack it's getting.
Yeah, well, whether or not she's capable of managing her own finances, I don't know. I mean, first of all, she didn't have a conservatorship, you have to believe. It's not like she's going to be balancing a checkbook every month. She'd have gone and hire what other wealthy people or people of means do. They hire a business manager and they sign agreements and checks. So that I don't know. But as far as her, you know, seems to be this Free Britney movement, that she's somehow being held against her will and is trying to get out secret dyslexic-based messages on a Scrabble board. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that she, living in Los Angeles, it's not as if this is some sort of fascist gulag where in order to get a message out, you have to write it in code on the back of a piece of birch bark and throw it over to a waiting
She's not locked in the basement,
side of the
she?
Sun.
No, yeah, you make a good point. Yeah. Now, Kevin Federline, who you currently represent, has children with Brittany. Sorry, is that the
Federline?
Wrong
I think his name's Federline.
Okay, well, anyway.
Put an extra in there.
Let me start again.
Yeah.
So Kevin Federline. Kevin Federline, who you still represent, has children with Brittany.
I still represent.
Yeah.
Yes. So he, I don't think it matters how nasty a divorce is. You're always going to care about the mother of your children because, you know, they're his children's mother. Does he still have contact with Brittany? Is there, you know, with the kids, what's that relationship like at the moment? Does he have faith that she's okay?
Well, they have shared custody of two young teenage boys. And although Kevin has the primary custodial allocation of time with the kids, he never has tried to unreasonably preclude or interfere with Brittany seeing the boys or the boys seeing Brittany. Kevin's relationship with Brittany is a good relationship at this time. And the conservatorship, while probably provide some degree of security that things are in an organized and structured environment when the boys are in the custodial care of mom. If the conservatorship wasn't there, we'd have to reevaluate whether there has to be certain things in place.
So Brittany is still paying child support, though, yep?
Yeah, Brittany pays child support to Kevin.
Yeah.
Well, what does Kevin do these days? Is he what's his primary business
at these days?
Kevin does a lot of DJing. He's got various projects going on he pursues all over, and he's always fairly busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we thank you so much for your
fascinating
time.
Insight.
You are a
superstar,
we know.
Absolutely. That, of course, is
so
Mark
much.
Vincent Kaplan, Powerhouse Los Angeles divorce attorney. Thank you for your time.
Cheers, Matt.
My pleasure. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.